In an emotional debate in the Canadian House of Commons, New Democratic Party member Heather McPherson pointed to the death and destruction that Israel has inflicted on Gaza in the past 5 months. She underlined the death, suffering, and starvation affecting Palestinian children in particular.
Hundreds of thousands of Canadians have demanded the government of Canada impose an arms embargo on Israel. How can Canada continue to engage in the kind of trade while children continue to be killed and extremist ministers of Netanyahu's government encourage this violence? This is not complicated. Over and over again, we have risen in this House demanding an end to Canada's arms sales to Israel and support for humanitarian efforts. While in Gaza, the bombs continue to fall. How many more bombs must fall? How many more children must die before this government finally does what is right?
Melissa Lantzman is a member of the Conservative Party who has described herself as a strong Zionist. Despite language in the resolution condemning the deadly October 7th Hamas attack and hostage taking, Lantzman denounced the resolution, saying it rewarded Hamas.
This motion does not hold Hamas accountable in any way, does not call for the surrender of Hamas or for the putting down of its arms or even for the return of those hostages in any meaningful way. Why is the member rewarding Hamas terrorists for their October 7th massacre in this House of Commons? She should be ashamed of herself.
Besides the ban on weapons exports, the resolution also demands an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and access to humanitarian aid. After backroom negotiations with the New Democratic Party, Canada's ruling Liberal Party, headed by Justin Trudeau, agreed to the resolution once it was watered down. The government forced removal of language saying that Canada should recognize the state of Palestine and should sanction Israeli officials who incite violence. The final vote on the resolution, 204 to 117. The group Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East said in a statement the resolution did not go nearly as far as it had hoped, but is nonetheless a small step forward for ending Canadian complicity in Israel's genocidal war in Gaza. Before the vote, Ahmed Al-Qadi of the National Council of Canadian Muslims said it was time for Canada to move beyond verbal support for a two-state solution and take the step of recognizing the state of Palestine.
Our nation, every single government leader, cannot stand and say that they support a Palestinian, they support the creation of a Palestinian state. And then when it comes to take action on it, or at least vote on a motion, they back away and say that this isn't something that's going to work out.
Canada is a minor supplier of weapons to Israel, especially when compared to the U.S. In the 3 months following the October 7th attack, Canada exported about $21 million worth of weapons. It has not approved new arms exports permits to Israel since January 8th. That's in keeping with a Canadian law that bans exports if the weapons could be used in violation of humanitarian law or to commit serious acts of violence against women and children. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders said in a statement that Canada was absolutely right to vote to stop arms sales to Israel. He added that given the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, including widespread and growing starvation, the U.S. should not provide another nickel for Netanyahu's war machine. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.